Hey guys, before we begin, quick favor please. I have a tournament this afternoon that I have been terrified of for months, despite my best efforts at serenity and praying it away. So if any of you would be kind enough to spare me a prayer this morning, please pray that God grants me. He relieves me of the character defect of fear and grants me instead the opposing virtue of faith. Thank you. All right, let's begin. Good morning. Today is Saturday, March 23rd, 2024. My name is Alyssa, and I'm an alcoholic. Let's start with a moment of silence for the suffering and recovering alcoholics and their loved ones inside and out of the rooms. The Serenity Prayer. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Amen. Daily Reflections and No More Reservations. We have seen the truth again and again. Once an alcoholic, always an alcoholic. If we are planning to stop drinking, there must be no reservation of any kind, nor any lurking notion that someday we will be immune to alcohol. To be gravely affected, one does not necessarily have to drink a long time, nor take the quantities some of us have. This is particularly true of women. Potential female alcoholics often turn into the real thing and are gone beyond recall in a few years. Alcoholics Anonymous, page 33. These words are underlined in my book. They are true for men and women alcoholics. On many occasions, I've turned to this page and reflected on this passage. I need never fool myself by recalling my sometimes differing drinking patterns or by believing that I am cured. I like to think that if sobriety is God's gift to me, then my sober life is my gift to God. I hope God is as happy with his gift as I am with mine. As Bill Season Number 83, We Cannot Live Alone. All of AA's 12 steps ask us to go contrary to our natural desires. They all deflate our egos. When it comes to ego deflation, few steps are harder to take than the fifth. Scarcely any step is more necessary to long-time sobriety and peace of mind. AA experience has taught us we cannot live alone with our pressing problems and the character defects which cause or aggravate them. If step 4 has revealed in stark relief those experiences we'd rather not remember, then the need to quit living by ourselves with those tormenting ghosts of yesterday gets more urgent than ever. We have to talk to somebody about them. 12 and 12, page 55. We cannot wholly rely on friends to solve all our difficulties. A good advisor will never do all our thinking for us. He knows that each final choice must be ours. He will therefore help to eliminate fear, expediency, and self-deception, so enabling us to make choices which are loving, wise, and honest. Grapevine, August 1961. Let's end with the Lord's Prayer. Who brings us here? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Keep coming back. It works if you work it. Dear God, please help me stay sober today. Amen.